On page Kufay Ches, Minig Yisrael Lamed. Okay, Minig Yisrael Lamed Beis Amiris Pesukim Eilu. Okay, the custom, as you all know, is that we stand up by Vayivarach David, and parenthetically it's a Ramah. V'tam Aboi, why do we stand by Vayivarach David? Oyesh Lahavin, Lama Bachro Chachavim Zal, Laimed Dafka Pesukim Eilu. What is special about these pasuk ma'achishuvasam hamyuchedas? What makes them unique? Amnam yesh makom yishov b'divrei hapirish hamyuchas l'Rashi al sefer divrei hayamin. The pirish on divrei hayam, which is called Rashi, is they called it miyuchas l'Rashi. It's assumed, for whatever historical reason, that it's not actually Rashi. It calls it pirish hamyuchas l'Rashi. He says in brackets, Shemina Stam Yotzami based Midrasha Shal Tamidei Rashi. It seems that it came from Rashi's Talmidim, Shari Mevi Kamash Apirishloi, Rabbi Lazar Barameh, Rabbi Yitzchak Merolainish, Shechai Bitkufas Baliatisis, who lived later than Rashi. At any rate, Vizel Shaimit. Lacha Hashem Hamam Lachava Misnase Lachol Rosh. Kshanus Smurim, Sheshibachnu Lachkola Haidois, Vein Lachoit Shvach Acher. Even when a person thinks he's completed saying the praises of God, Adain Einiklum, Mishabeach Oimed Leroy Shashvachis. The Mishabeach Oimed Leroy Shashvachis. He's only at the Lechol Leroysh, at the beginning of his praise. Akan Shaine, that's the Rashi. There, Shaimim Lakoil. Lecha Hashem Hamam Lechava Misnase Lakoil Leroysh. Shabachal Ashvach Vaidoshanu Aimeloi Naganu Biikra Ashvach Veini Yalla Leroysh Hatishbachas. So we say the Halalukas, which are the end of Tehillim, and we say as the praise of Pesukei Dezimra, we say that all of this is only a beginning. And the praise is here, there's a depth. Shafa Pisha Mefartim in Yonei Amida Shimyach Sabakadish Baruch Hu, even though we use the praise of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Mekama Kinkosh Racham Elu Ein Elam Atmes Eir Mashalav Bertzani Is Barach Legalis Lebriyaisim. So here he explains that the praises that we're about to say is only a beginning to all of the praises. Now here he goes into the series of praises. I'd like to be magdim, what I think we talk about very often, sphira time. During sphira, we have the seven spheras that we talk about. In sphira sa'imer, it's, I think, the only place that it's put into the normative davening, at least in Nusach Sfard. Chesed, Gevura, Tferes, Netzach, Chayid, Yisayid, and Malchus, right, are the seven shvachas that are added here in the praise. Now he's going to talk about it and connect it to this tefillah. Let's see. Daimel, is that what?
The same idea is expressed in Nishmas, in Anachmas Pikim, all those.
Very good. In Anachmas Pikim, so after we finish the praise, excellent. It says, Daimel is a custom Aram Sham Shalfal Hirsh, Befirish Tehillim. Al pasuk v'li ma yokre echakel ma otzmu rasheyem shemefarish. Rav Shmuel Shofarish explains this pasuk as follows: Re'echa m'loshin rayon u'machshava. I guess simple meaning would be re'echa, your friends. Here's the lashon of thought: ma yokar v'choshev hey machshavei secha. Kloimer ma yokar shareyonay sayem machshavei say poinis l'sasif b'cha Hashem. How invaluable it is that my thoughts turn to you, God. Ma'otzmu v'shechayzik v'riboy at shehoi raya nichna mehapu'ulais afilam rasheyem. In other words, ma'otzmu rasheyem. How powerful is even the very beginning? Horeshi shalem kolaymish koma shavish uchalashem heirakem rashi prakum upesach liichones lechedrei ha'asaga v'gam achshaves haroshiyai sa'elu aninim sabachna yaseir merev yitzumam. As much praise as we say, we feel we're just scratching the surface. And we recognize that by referring to them as the Rosh, as the beginning. Now listen to the words. Now I mentioned to you countless times that gedula in Tanakh always refers to chesed. The first three midas are chesed, gevura, and teferes. We say l'cha Hashem ha-gedula, v'ha-gevura v'ha-teferes, mirum lozais al-shiva ha-sfirais, v'emes rechaikim ono ad-moed mal-hasik ay-mik inyonam. The depth of the seven spheres is great. V'yigan v'afil atecha pesach l'hob midvarim niskavim keilu. So we're going to just speak a little about it. Ha-kavanuhu. Heim adrochim shegila ha-kadosh baruch hu es atzmei l'briyaisav. When we talk about God, we have no hasaga of God, but we understand God by the seven midas that are mentioned. Gedula hi midas chesed. Chasodav shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu shem b'li shir u'b'li tachlis. Gevura ma shekadosh baruch hu megalas atzmai ayde midas hadin u'mochletes b'li taruvas chesed. Okay, the midas are as follows. Chesed is kindness. Well, loving kindness, as normally translated, a kindness that comes from love. Gevura is discipline, is the ability for a person to discipline himself. It's a totally different and to a great degree, an opposite mida to chesed. Avraham Avinu is one. He's chesed, the mida of chesed. Yitzchak is number two. Yitzchak is the mida of gevura, of discipline. So we find by Avraham that he did chesed to others. And by Yitzchak, we don't find the story of chesed. By him was a mida of gevura, of discipline. Now, every mida has a side of kedusha and a side of tumah. In other words, kindness, what is kindness? You want to give somebody pleasure. What is gevura? That's discipline. That's the opposite. It's withholding pleasure. Gevura is an outward mida, is a positive mida. You're kind to others. You're kind to other people. As an inward mida, you're kind to yourself. I guess it's good to be kind to yourself. But it could become warped. If a person's worried about his own pleasure too much, then he ends up doing things that are selfish. So the chesed is an outward mida. And gevura, discipline, is the reverse. Discipline is an inward mida. Discipline is self-control. When you control yourself, that's gevura. If you try to control other people, it could be good. There are times a person controls somebody else in a good way, but typically it leads to improper behavior. An outward midah of gevura is an improper midah. So that both the midah of chesed and the midah of gevura need to be balanced. Now, in the Kabbalistic image of chesed and gevura, chesed is the right hand, and gevura is the left hand. The right hand, la'olam yehei yamin mekarev u'smol daicha. You know, you ever heard of that? With your left hand, you push a person away, but with your stronger hand, you pull them close. If you want to open up this Aron Kodesh, with your left hand, you push the left door, and with your right hand, you pull the right door. La'olam yehei.
If you're lefty?
Then you get psicha elsewhere. It won't work here if you pull it. But the idea is that it needs a balance. Each of these two midas, they're opposites and they need a balance. Teferes, which he's going to explain now, is Yaakov Avinu.
Is the implication that we associate Abraham with chesed and Yitzchak with gevura that they were out of balance?
Well, we assume that they had the proper balance, because they were great people. But it's a dangerous midah because it can easily be warped. It can easily be misused. You don't have a Klal Yisrael until you have Chut HaMishulosh, Shlo Yub, and Meheri, and you need a third. Yaakov is Teferis, is the balance. In the image of the human being, the right hand is Avram, the left hand is Yitzchak, and the body, the guf of the body, is Yaakov Avinu, which is Teferes, or Emes. Emes is to have a proper balance of both. A person, a human being, needs to balance the two of them. The whole human body works with balance. A tremendous amount of incredible balance of everything that all human functions have to have.
Homeostasis.
You call it?
Homeostasis.
That's Teferes. Right, balance. Okay. So at any rate, these are the three midas. Chesed, Gevura, Teferis. Now we're going to get to the next three. You'll see in a moment. Teferis, Hua Tachbairis Midas HaChesed, Habilti Saifis, and his Chabrus, I say. He has Chabrus Midas HaChesed, Habilti Saifis, and Midas HaDin. Limited kindness, balanced with discipline. His Mazgusam Baharkova, and their joining in a meeting is one, Masima Misachtus Gemura. It causes a joining or bringing together. Avram was the chesed. The joining of his father and grandfather's midas, a chesed ha'gvura, or midas ha'tferes, nikra gam came b'shem emes. K'deri ad navi sham tite emes liyakim. Emes, v'anhaga ha'maisis v'ha'metzias ha'mamashis, it's the balanced behavior. Hari ha'anhaga ha'maisis hi ha'shittuv ha'kadosh baruch hu midas ha'rachim midas ha'din. Now, the image of balance of chesed, gvura, and tferes is seen as how Hashem creates in the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates. The first moment of creation was tremendous chesed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created all the yesh, all of matter in the world out of nothing. It was followed by 7 days of gevura, of everything coming together as earth and heaven, the seas, and the animals, and coming at one point, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sha'ama la'ilam edai. After 6 or 7 days, Hashem said, okay, that's enough. Now there's a balance in the world, and that's the balance. Now the understanding is that all achievements in Olam Hazeh follow that pattern. Follow that pattern of an instant of chesed, an effort of gevura, and then a balance that comes out. The mashal that's given is the pregnancy and the carrying of a child. Child is conceived in a moment of enjoyment, in a moment of chesed. A mother goes through 9 months of pregnancy, which involves a certain amount of discipline, of carrying. And ultimately, there's a balance achieved. The child can come out into the world, and there's sort of the balance that comes forth. It's that way in everything, in a relationship, in marriage. Marriage begins with a moment of joy and excitement. Goes through a period of discipline, of getting used to each other, and hopefully by the 30th or 40th anniversary, you come to a point where you have the balance, and you know, and it just goes by itself. Usually at the 50th anniversary party, they're ready. The husband and wife laugh at each other's failings or at their own failings, and they and everything goes well. But the idea being that's the marshal for Olam Hazeh. Everything. You give a child a chumash at his chumash party. He's all excited. Got a chumash. Wonderful. Now you got to work. You know, my grandson, whose 12th birthday is now, so he went to learn laning. So he left me a voice message the first day. It's great. It's wonderful. You know, he suddenly heard Mapach Pashto. You know, it's great. So now it's 2 weeks later and he was at my house tonight. So let's review. And now, you know, it's not so great anymore. It's kind of hard. Like, you know. The first pasuk was okay, the second pasuk is not, so it involves a lot of hard work. Hopefully, if you work hard enough at the gevura, you get to the point of balance, where you achieve the balance that you need, and you have what comes out of it. So generally, that's the halach yelech of Olam Hazeh, chesed, gevura, and teferes. That's why all of Yaakov's children, he had a kabbalah that they all had to be tzaddikim. Avram had a child that was a Rasha. Yitzchak had a child that was a Rasha. But Yaakov was Emes. Emes is balance. Emes is only 100% Emes is Emes. It has to be completely Emes. So to be a Yaakov Avinu, it had to be 100%. And that's this midah of balance. That's Chesed, Gevura, and Teferes. What comes next?
With the word Elohim, that's the one of the world.
And therefore why?
That the first of all determined the test, then war, and then.
Okay.
Chazal
say Hashem tried both ways. He tried creating a world midas adin, midas rachamim, and then there was a balance. It's true. They mentioned midas adin first. Midas adin, if you really understand it, is the biggest chesed, because a person who can live with midas adin ends up pure. A person who lives with midas rachamim ends up with a 51% passing mark, and it's sort of some sort of balance, but it's not perfect. So, how are you going to go to sleep tonight without knowing Netzach and Hoyd and Said? So he explains that, let's see, we have a few minutes left. It's a funny coincidence. Hashem, they Hasidim say that if you're learning and you learn Gemara and it comes something with the parasha, it's like a kiss from Hashem. It's a good sign. So tomorrow I plan to talk about Perek Mem Dalet of Yecheskel. I plan to talk about Hoyd. And he here talks about the midah of Hayit. Let's see a little bit of it. Umidazu, he'll explain. He'll try to explain. Hod is glory, but the question is, how do you translate glory? Umidazu shal teferes matzah Moshe Rabbeinu lahasik shebikesh be'akadosh baruch hu aredi ida eskvedecha. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to understand this perfection. When he said, "Show me eskevaydecha," ba'atshuva ki la'ireni ha'adam v'chai, v'ru'isa sachayrai, right? Upanai la'yiro. So kesher shel tefillin. Upanai midas ha'teferes la'yiro. The true balance of Hakadosh Baruch Hu is not for a human being to see. But he told Moshe Rabbeinu, "You could see my kesher shel tefillin." What is a kesher shel tefillin? Now, what it means literally is Hashem said, "I won't show you my face. You could look at me from behind, what do you see? See the kesher shel tefillin in the back of the neck." Well, what is that, Marshall? He says the following. Mikesher shel tefillin yaitse shtei ritzuos. Two ritzuos come out. He midas netzach umidas hayd. The image of the person, right hand is chesed, left hand is gevura, and the body is teferes. The right foot is Netzach, the left foot is Hayit, and your side are the reproductive organs of a human being. Now what's unique about the feet is that one without the other is not 50%. In other words, if a person, lo aleinu, loses one hand, having one hand and not two hands, that one hand is worth a lot. I mean, it's to go from no hands to one hand is more than 50% of going to two hands. By feet, I mean, Baruch Hashem, people could have crutches, but feet only work in unison. 2 feet, a person can't walk on 1 foot, loyaleinu. So the midah of Netzach and Hayit go together. Now listen to how he explains it. And there, Moshe Rabbeinu and Arakayin, and Yosef is midas hayisayid. Now, chronologically, it's out of order, because Yosef, it's a famous thing by the Ushpizen, that Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, we do Moshe, Aaron, Yosef, and David. It already became, I think, all of Klai saw those Moshe, Aaron, Yosef, and David. Maybe some don't. Chronologically, Yosef would be earlier. Yosef's Nesiyonos had to do with Inyanim that are somehow related to Znus, which are Yisayid. And therefore, Yosef is Yisayid. And Malchus is the head. Is David HaMelech, is the seventh Midah, the seventh Ushbizin is David. So that's the Reish, Malchus, the crown of a human being is the head. So he explains the following. Hey Midas HaNetzach or Midas HaHoy, Netzach hu inyin Nitzchias. Netzach means eternity. Hakavana al Hashpa mul Milo Lamata. Misyecheses Lamaisha Rabbeinu. Shahirides HaTayra me Mishkana begave Meraimim ad Lamata b'hayalma. The midah of Netzach is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashpa in this world. Whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mashpia is permanent. It's called Nitzchias. Hayid, who Akronas Ha'or B'Chazara, is the reflection back. If a light shines down, it reflects back. The Torah shines on people. Whatever people do to give the Torah meaning and shine back up, so to speak, Schosim, that's glory. That's Hayid. See, now you know what Hayit is. Hayit is when you behave properly and it's shined back. So this we should kopula shayis and kan Lamata, down here, makrina umarzeres aruchni loy lamesel yaynim. Umidizuk, they get iron, shikrif kabadis, bizehoy lavasa pulay sisayris mata lamayla. The ichud elushte amidis, the coming together of the isu kili kol b'shemayim of aretz l'cha Hashem. So what do we say in Vayivarech David? L'cha Hashem hakedula v'tferes v'neitzach v'yahai, which is the five midas. L'cha Hashem b'shemayim of aretz l'cha Hashem amam l'cha, which is the shining back. Hanu shemayim of aretz hem kulam ruchnian. We'll have to
move on to Malchus. I'm try to remember where we're up to, and to review. It's an interesting set of ideas which you don't bump into too often.
So you'll have to remember what we're up to for a week and a day. If you won't be able to fall asleep tonight without doing it, you're allowed to look ahead and. So try to remember. I'm on page Kufay and Test at the end of the first column. But next time is a week and a day from today. Next.